This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's starting to feel a lot like fall here in Central Texas, and while many have their minds focused on football or things pumpkin spiced, for local entrepreneurs, it's startup season. And as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, the new trend in launching a business is to build a company that launches a lot of businesses.
They are Austin's new startups for startups, incubators and accelerators designed to take an entrepreneur's idea and push it further up the capitalist food chain with consultation, networking, groupthink, and most importantly, cash. Sputnik ATX is a newly opened brainchild of Oksana Malasheva and her partner. She says the company is modeled after Silicon Valley darling Y Combinator. You may never have heard of them, but odds are you've used one of the companies it launched, including Airbnb, Dropbox, Reddit, and nearly 1,500 others.
We will ask you to spend 3 months of your life with us actively. We'd ask you to attend all courses to attend you. We would ask you to attend the dinners with a special guest that we will have, because our goal will be to ramp up your knowledge and ramp up your skills and accelerate your company in a very defined way.
Sputnik ATX has already started taking applications, but the group is not alone. Mass Challenge Texas began taking applications last week. The company is an offshoot of the successful Boston accelerator Mass Challenge. And even older tech groups are getting into the act. Techstars has had an Austin branch since 2013. This month, it opened a new social impact accelerator here as well. Now, in some places, when new business arrives, the competition can ruffle feathers.
Uh-oh, competition.
The established companies in town might get a little upset, perhaps even worried about the impact on their bottom line. Or maybe not. Capital Factor has been helping startups get going since way back, just after the dawn of the smartphone.
I think this is a great thing for Austin and for the startup community.
That's Josh Baer, founder of Capital Factory.
In general, the more resources and the more people and the more funding here to help entrepreneurs, the better. That's going to mean more ideas and more competition and more good things flourishing.
Baer and his company have weathered the arrivals of others, Techstars, Tech Ranch, Dream Adventures, just to name a few. But he says the environment is different with companies like his.
Incubators and accelerators actually tend to be very collaborative.
He says for them to grow, they have to share. Capital Factory puts a little bit of money into a lot of companies. For those companies to grow, they have to get more investors. And in their early stages, the best place for companies to find more investors is through other incubators and accelerators.
And all these other programs work the same way. So if we invest in a company, We would love it to see Techstars invest in that company too, or to have Mass Challenge help them out, or to see them get an investment from Sputnik or someone else. That's more help and more resources for them.
The Austin Technology Incubator, or ATI, has been serving as a home for Central Texas startups since 1989, which might as well be ancient in the startup incubator game. Mitchell Jacobson is director of ATI, a nonprofit affiliated with the University of Texas. He says the mission of ATI has evolved through the years, and for the last several, they've moved almost exclusively into what he calls deep tech.
This is the hard sciences. This is technology. I like to say we are working on technologies that solve big problems with big solutions. So energy technology, water technology, infrastructure technology, and the biosciences, drugs, medical devices, and diagnostic equipment.
Jacobson says Austin now has many options for entrepreneurs, so now they can find the best fit for them.
A lot of companies come to us because we've been around for a long time and said, hey, can you help us? And if they don't fit our mold, then we send them to Capital Factory or Tech Ranch or Techstars or SKU or any of these guys, depending on who we think best could support them.
He agrees with Baer when they're talking about incubators. More is better and can only help the Austin tech community.
Whoever is an entrepreneur in Austin is lucky, because the amount of resources that we have in the city for entrepreneurs, between the number of accelerators and incubators and co-working spaces and events like South by Southwest and events that go on, workshops, seminars, et cetera, any day of the week.
A sentiment echoed by Sputnik's Malasheva.
It is phenomenal that more new players are coming in, because I think that defines Austin even better as the leader in entrepreneurship that it is.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together.